times like these, we need the armor of God for the well-being of our families, to help you stand in the evil day. The Church of God International presents Armor of God, a program of biblical understanding. And now, your host, Bronson James.
Hello, everyone, and welcome again to another edition of the Armor of God telecast. I'd like to proffer an idea to you today about choice, making decisions, making a choice. I'm reminded of the great poet laureate Robert Frost, who penned a poem in particular for the inauguration of President Kennedy back in January of 1961. But there's a poem that I particularly am drawn to, penned by Robert Frost, entitled The Road Not Taken. How many of you, I know that I have, come to junctures in the road or forks in the road or places of decision in life? We know what we do when we come to a fork in the road, when we're driving a vehicle or walking along a path. We know we have to make a choice. If we have not yet been informed about where the roads lead to, you've got to make a choice to continue on the journey. If you have a map that can guide you to where you need to go, great, wonderful. But sometimes in life, in life's decisions, we come to a place where we are just stunned and stultified and frozen, paralyzed, if you will, as to which way you should go. Now, Jesus Christ addressed this when he suggested that there are two ways of life. There's a broad way that leads to destruction, he said, where there are many travelers, many folk going down that broad path. It may be to the right, it may be to the left, philosophically speaking, not politically speaking. But then Jesus suggested that there is a path, a journey, that is a very narrow, difficult, straight path, in this case S-T-R-A-I-T, straight path, a difficult path. And you are forced to deal with that choice. Sometimes we put off making that choice. For instance, some of you have viewed the Armor of God telecast for any number of years. You're faithful viewers, you get the material that we offer, yet you have not made a decision to actually speed up the process in your own lives by attaching yourself more formally to what is a church organization, in this case, the Church of God International, that sponsors the Armor of God telecast, or at least make a decision to join or attach yourself to the body of Christ, however that may present itself to you where you live. Some of you may be viewing the program for the very first time, and yet you're at a crossroads of your life, trying to make a determination on which way you go. Do I go the path of least resistance? Do I go the path that everyone trots, the broad way of life that Jesus talked about? Or should I take a different path, a different road, a more difficult path, a journey that very few travelers take out upon? Well, I hope that today's program will cause you to make a choice. It's a matter of choice. That's the title of today's program. But first, I want to share with you what material we are offering in today's telecast. The thing that you should know is that there is a sermon title available to you. I delivered it a number of years ago in Tyler, Texas, entitled Antidote to Sin. Now, in talking about sin, it's not a very popular word, but we know that there is sin all around us. There are people doing some bad things in life, and perhaps we may have engaged in some bad things in our own lives, things that we are embarrassed about, things we wouldn't want to talk about, but choices we made in the past that have brought difficulty to our lives. Well, there's an antidote to that. You know, an antidote is something that stunts the effect of something else, in this case, sin. I'd like for you to have that sermon CD. And in addition to that, the booklet that we're offering is entitled 10 Facts You Should Know About Repentance. Repentance, a very old English word that we hardly ever use today, but it just simply means to change or to alter the direction in which you are going. In other words, go a different path. Now, both of these items, as usual, are coming to you when you make the request absolutely free of charge. And all you have to do is dial 1-888-578-8791. Or hit us up on our website at www.cgi.org to make your request known. Operators are standing by to receive your call. As we continue in today's program, I want to carry you back thousands of years to a time when a nation had to make a decision. A choice was put before them. And it was an interesting choice because God was intimately involved in the life of this nation, in the lives of the people of the nation, had brought them through great trials from out of their Egyptian captivity. And many times, using the analogy of captivity, we are captivated in our lives by appetites, by situations, circumstances far beyond our control, and we find ourselves at that juncture of life having to make a choice on which way to go. Now, some of us know that we've made bad choices because we sit stunned by the magnitude of the problems brought to us by the choices we've made. And yet, on the other hand, some of us have made good choices, and we luxuriate in that fact, and we say, wow, I'm sure glad that I had advice, counsel, inspiration, whatever it took to make a better choice that has redounded to my benefit. But if you have been confronted with making bad choices, I'd like to share with you how God comes to us, how He is desirous of us making the right choices, and if we are really honest, He wants us to choose to have a relationship with Him so that He can intervene in the situations and circumstances of our lives. Because let's face it, there are some things just too heavy for us to pick up. There are some things that are just too difficult for us to figure out. There are some things that simply shut us down and paralyze us from moving forward into a divine relationship with the very Creator who spoke into existence all that we see around us when it comes to the earth and into the interplanetary system that we see called the galaxies, if you will. Almighty God created those things, and into it He put human beings with an intent that human beings be made in His image and in His likeness. I should say in their image and in their likeness, according to Genesis 1, verse 26 and verse 27. God had a purpose and a plan in mind. So here we are at the juncture of life. What do we decide? Well, here in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, as Moses is about to be taken by God, God told him very clearly, I am not going to permit you to go into the promised land with the children of Israel. I'll let you see it from a mountaintop, but you cannot carry them in. Joshua is going to carry them in. But before I take you off the scene, there are some things I want to communicate to the children of Israel about the issue of a matter of choice. It starts in chapter 30 and verse 11 by saying this, for this commandment which I command you this day, it is not hidden from you. This is God Himself speaking through Moses to the children of Israel. Neither is it far off, this commandment that I present to you. It is not in heaven that you should say, who shall go up from us to heaven and bring it down to us that we may hear it and do it. Oh, it's not that far off. In fact, if you're listening to me right now, I suggest that if you have a Bible, and you should have a Bible, most people have them in their homes. If you're in a hotel, you can just open that drawer and find a Gideon Bible there because they make them available in many hotels and motels throughout the world. So I suggest that the Word of God, the commandment of God, is close to you. It's a matter of choice whether you open it and read it, and it's a matter of choice if you will follow it or not. It goes on to say, neither is it beyond the sea, that you should say, well, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us that we may hear it and do it? For the word is very nigh unto you in your mouth and in your heart that you may do it. Many of us intuitively know that there is a creator, a divine being far more significant than we are, greater than we are, and we know that that God has some intervention or presence in life. We can tell from creation. We look at fantastic, stunning things within creation and recognize immediately that this had to be designed by a superior being, a superior mind other than ourselves. So intuitively within us, we have an idea, as this says, that the Word of God is nigh unto us. It's in our mouth, it's in our heart, that we may do it. But the question is, will we make a choice to do it? It goes on in verse 15 to say, "See, I have set before you this day life and good and death and evil." Aren't you stunned by the decisions that people make that put them in harm's way? I mean, think about how many people have been murdered or killed or been in the wrong place at the wrong time. Decision on their part to be hurt, but they made a choice to be in a certain place that was problematical, probably troubling. And they have a result of death or some evil thing happened to them. Contrarywise, there are some people who wind up finding themselves in good circumstances that we call the luck of the draw, you know. It was just luck. It was fate. It was some good thing that happened. Almighty God is trying to indicate to the children of Israel, as He indicates to us even today, that if you make right choices, at the end will be life and good, not death and evil. It goes on to say, "In that I command you this day to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways and to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God shall bless you in the land whither you go to possess it." What an astounding promise from Almighty God Himself to be that involved in the lives of these ancient people. Question: will God be that involved in your life and in my life today? Well, let's read on. "But if your heart turn away," take a different path, "so that you will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land whether you pass over Jordan to go in to possess it." Well, that's stunning to have these people stand there, but let me give you a little background information that's very important. This is at a juncture of time 40 years after they originally left the land of Egypt. And the first generation that came out as adults, 20 years of age and above, all died in the wilderness because of bad choices of rebelling against Almighty God, castigating their leader Moses, complaining and moaning and grumbling. And as a result, God says, "All right, I'm through with this generation. You shall not go into the promised land. Only your children will go in." And now they're at the place where the children are preparing to go in. To underscore the importance of making right choices, because here are these young children now grown into adulthood who could look back in their mind's eye historically and realize, if you don't obey God, bad things can happen. Bad things happen as a result of the choices you make, or the decision to have God not have any hands on. Take your hands off of our lives. Take your hands off of the decisions we make. Don't be involved. Now, there's a lesson in that for a nation today, like America, like Canada, other places that have the armor of God coming to them. You have to make right choices, even as a nation, and more profoundly as an individual, in order to receive the benefit that comes from Almighty God when He looks to be actively involved in your very life. Look at this profound statement that's now made. God is quoted as saying, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life." It's a matter of choice. It's a matter of a decision. What is your choice today? Well, let's go on. And both you and your seed may live if you make the right choices. We all want the comfort and safety that comes from having a well-guarded home, a well-guarded community where the police are actively doing what they're supposed to do, where neighbors are vigilantly looking out for neighbors and that kind of thing. When you go into a store to get gas, you know, you want to have people looking out for you rather than having some idea that everybody's a predator, everybody's out to take you. And it's difficult not to have those attitudes when we see so many crooks and underhanded dealing and unfair weights and measures and all kinds of things, politicians making promises that they can't keep. And then on top of that, we get involved when doctors, you know, for in particular, want us to make choices and they don't give us all the information. That's why they call it a practice, you know, doctors love to practice on human beings. And as a result of it, we are presented with options that are not altogether clear. But Almighty God, through the pen of Moses here in the book of Deuteronomy, says, look, if you involve me in your life, if you involve me in your choices, and you make the right choices, I promise you that I will protect you, that I will honor you, I will provide for you, I will come in and make my abode with you intimately. It's a matter of choice. Now let me move to the New Testament now and consider a moment in time at the start of the New Testament church, because my point in doing this program is to encourage some of you to make a choice. You've watched the program. You have received the material free. No follow-up accepted. If you decided to send an offering in or something to defray the cost of the benefit you received, you weren't asked for it. But if you have indicated by your offering your intent to want to be involved, you might get a letter that thanks you for that and to inform you of other offers. And every time you get an offer from us, it's always free. So it is not with the idea that we want to get into your purse or your pocketbook to get out the money to come to us. Ultimately, our goal and our aim is to get you. We are fishers of men and women. We cast the net out as Jesus indicated to the disciples to do. And we use all sorts of mechanisms to do that. When I say all sorts of mechanisms, different subjects, different personalities here on the Armor of God telecast. Someone that you may particularly be drawn to or like, and their presentation, the way they explain the scriptures, the way they pour their hearts out to you. And you are taken by that. If you've not made a decision, why not? Look at what happened on the day of Pentecost when Peter stood up to preach to the folk who had gathered because of the miraculous things that had gone on the day of Pentecost. Once the decision or once the attention had been arrested by the miraculous things of the Holy Spirit being poured out upon these illiterate in some evaluation, that's how some would evaluate them, unlearned, unschooled individuals, fishers of fish, you know, fishermen of fish, you know, that kind of gathering of people. Here's what Peter says. He says, you men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know. So Peter is saying, look, you all know about the miracles that Jesus did, but I've got to tell you that that individual who was taken by the determinate council of individuals, I'm going to paraphrase the rest of this text till I come down to this decision that these people had to make. Peter says to them, look, Jesus was taken. He was put on trial. And as was prophesied, and even David spoke of prophetically about a seed that was going to come from his lineage, from his family, from the tribe of Judah, and ultimately be that seed that was prophesied and promised through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and through the nation of Israel, he has come. He has been arrested, put on trial, killed, but he's not dead. He is alive. Well, that would stun anybody who heard such a presentation. You mean somebody came back from the dead? And this name, his name was Jesus of Nazareth? We heard about him, yeah. We heard about the miracles of the casting out of demons and raising people from the dead and restoring withered limbs and preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. And we understand that some people made a choice, and some of them are speaking to us right now. Well, here's what Peter went on to say. Therefore, all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus, whom was killed, crucified, both Lord and Christ. Lord and Lord and anointed one. Well, let me just tell you something about that. It put the people who listened to that, and I'm suggesting that you have sat and you've listened to Bill, to Dwayne, Charles, myself, Vance. You've listened. You've gotten material. Now, what is your choice? I believe that some of you are at the place of making that choice. Well, the folk in Peter's day asked this question. When they heard what Peter said, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Crossroads, fork in the road. Which road will you take? Now, we have churches in a number of places. I'm just going to rattle off some names and places. Now, in Canada, for instance, we have a burgeoning church there in Toronto, the Kitchener, Ontario area, London, Ontario. If you go out west, we've got a church in Winnipeg, Manitoba. We have one in Calgary, Alberta. You go all the way out to the coast, we've got groups of people out in Vancouver and on Victoria Island. That's just in Canada. And throughout the United States, you know, I pastor a church in Detroit, Michigan. Bill Watson pastors a church here in the Ohio area. I'll call him the evangelist par excellence of the Ohio area, but he has the Eastern nation as his supervisory, in his supervisory capacity. And we have churches in a lot of places, Toledo. We have churches in Memphis and Nashville and down in Tyler, Texas, and Houston, Texas. We have places like that. But if we didn't have churches where you are, we still want to hear from you to assist you and to help you in making a choice on whether you're going to align yourself with this narrow path that Jesus talked about or stay in the broad path that leads to destruction and death. How did Peter respond when the disciples, when these people asked him, what must we do? Here's what Peter said in verse 38 of Acts, the second chapter. Repent. There's that old English word, change. Go a different way. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. When I think about what we're offering today, a sermon titled, The Antidote to Sin, and 10 Facts You Should Know About Repentance. Oh, I'm unabashedly unashamed about this request that you make a choice, that you not only get the free material that we're offering, but that you would make a phone call. I'm going to give you our phone number down in the office, 903-939-2929. Make that call. It will be easier if you make the call to the office between Monday and Friday, between 9 and 5, or even leave a recording if someone is not there to take your call. Let them know of your desire. Let them know that you, in viewing this program, made a choice and that you want to be engaged with the work of God that is manifested through the Church of God International. If we aren't able to serve you, we will find a place and recommend a place where you can be served by people of God, because we're not the only aspect of the Church of God as it exists in the world today. Friend, it's a matter of choice. And I'm hoping that you've been pricked in your heart as these people back in Acts 1 were pricked, Acts 2 were pricked in their hearts, so that you will make a choice. Come into relationship with God Almighty. Till next time, I'm Bronson James, thanking you for viewing the Armor of God telecast. Now stay tuned for these additional words.
Decisions, decisions, decisions. You know, life's filled with decisions and choices. A friend of mine a few years back told me, you know, Bill, no decision is a decision. As a matter of fact, he said, no choice is a choice. And we don't often equate the fact that the choice of omission is indeed a choice. Well, Bronson today provided us the opportunity to make some choices, didn't he? To make some decisions. And he characterized it, and rightly so, and reminded us of how Jesus characterized the fact that there are two broad categories. There's a broad and easy way, and then there's a narrow and harder way. And both ways contrast each other, don't they, my friends? Absolutely. And oftentimes, it's not easy to pick the harder, more narrow way. And why is that? Well, simply because you know as well as I do, it's not easy. It's not easy to break cycles and change habits because that narrow and harder way implies change. And changing one's lifestyle, changing one's habits of choice is not an easy task, to say the least. I mean, let's face it, we are the sum total, are we not, of our choices? God, as Bronson reminded us, told us to choose life. Choose to do good. Don't choose death. Don't choose to do evil and bad. Paul, he reminds us also in the New Testament, where he said, do you know what? You are a servant of whom you choose to serve, whether sin unto unrighteousness or obedience unto righteousness. What we serve is who we are servants of. Friends, won't you let us help you to make those right choices? Dial now, 888-578-8791. Ask for the two free offers that we're providing you with. Antidote to Sin, Bronson James, personal, live before an audience. Get this offer. It is a very good supplement, complement to what he presented to you today. And also the booklet, 10 Facts You Should Know About Repentance. Both are free, again, for the asking. And remember, CD only. Don't forget about our website at www.cgi.org. Friends, this is Bill Watson reminding all of you to keep on that armor of God.
Armor of God and the free material offered is brought to you by the Church of God International of Tyler, Texas. You may write to us at 3900 Thames Street, Tyler, Texas, 75701, or call toll-free at 1-888-578-8791, or call 1-903-939-2929 during regular business hours. You may visit our website at www.cgi.org or email us at armorofgodcgi.org. We appreciate your prayers and support.
Exploring current global conditions along with the latest social trends, the Armor of God asks the question, what are the solutions to our broken world? Right here every week, new perspectives are presented for your consideration by our commentators. The Armor of God challenges you to be vigilant in your outlook and understanding of this world in these tumultuous times. Don't miss this week's program.
This program is sponsored by the Church of God International and supported by our viewers.